I want the sentence is we is the first word, okay?
We.
And then I want you to substitute a form of grow up in it. Okay, so you just say we.
We grow up.
Right, that's what I want. Okay, he.
He.
What would you use there?
Grow up.
Would you say he grow up?
Grow up.
Is that what you say? Is that a sentence?
He grow up.
Okay. He grow up in a hurry. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. He had.
He have. Grow up.
Would you say growed up or grown up?
Grown up.
You'd say grown up.
Grown up.
Okay. Would you say he grew up or he grew up? He grow up.
I would say he grew up.
Okay. What would you call a baby that was born when the parents weren't married?
Well,
what would you call that baby? What different names do you have?
The one born before they married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would call them a born without a father when married. We call them, they call them a bachelor.
Yeah, did you have any other names?
Well,
funny, sometimes there are some funny names.
Some more names they have. But I can't think, but that's the one where...
Yeah, that's the most common one, right?
That's right.
Okay, what about a baby that's lost both of his parents? They both died. What would you call that?
Hi, that.
A baby that's lost both of its parents? They both died?
Oh, yes.
What would you call that?
I would call that a mother's baby and a father's baby.
Well, would you... would you ever use the word orphan?
Orphan.
Do you ever use that word?
I hear it mostly, but...
Uh-huh, but you don't use it yourself.
That's right.
I see. Okay, what would you call... Well, like, right now, you're raising Jackie. You and Ida are raising Jackie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you called to Jackie? You're her grandparents, but...
That's right.
But there's another term that people use to describe people that aren't the parents of the child, that are raising the child.
Mm-hmm. But one ain't no kin to them.
No, you can be kin to them, but you're not their mother and father,
mm-hmm.
and you're raising them.
Well,
On her little school things, it usually says mother's name and father's name, mm-hmm. and then it has another word if she doesn't have any mother and father that are raising her. Do you know what that other word is?
Oh, yeah. Well, be it my mother's child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And...
Do you ever have heard of the term guardian? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't believe I have.
Okay,
that
fine.
Bit
that's
you
fine. Can you say it for me?
Yeah, maybe I can. Best I can.
Okay, guardian?
Guardian.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Okay. If someone is your relative, what do you call them? You call them, you don't say they're your relative usually, do you? What do you say? Say, Ida is...
Like my wife.
Uh-huh. Or your daughter or your son. They are your relatives. What's
oh, yeah.
What other term do you use for that?
Yeah. I was... Oh, if I think now, I might as well say it's my wife or my son.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say kin or...
Oh.
Or relations
oh, yeah.
or what would you
I would, say? Yeah, I was talking to some of my friends about this, my cousin, first cousin, third cousin.
Yeah, well, is there a difference between how, is there a different word you'd use to describe, say, Ida, and then say your third cousin? Would you call them all kin, or do you have a different word for those two things? See, because they're...